I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a partly cloudy sky, 88 degrees. KSL's top story. Some welcome news for many moms in Utah. The FDA has reached an agreement to help ease the shortage of baby formula. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz with details.
The FDA and Abbott have reached an agreement to reopen the country's largest formula production plant. The FDA says Abbott has resolved its contamination issues and they might be able to make baby formula in the next 2 weeks. Abbott said in a statement it will take another 6 to 8 weeks, though, before the baby formula can make its way to shelves. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Senator Mike Lee says he's working to alleviate the formula shortage.
The baby formula shortage is affecting families all across the country. Senator Mike Lee says this is a top priority for lawmakers.
You're not forgotten. We're not forgetting about you. We're actively doing something about it.
Between formula factory shutdowns, recalls, and supply chain issues, America's youngest citizens are feeling the strain.
We've got hungry American babies, and the Formula Act tries to get government out of the way.
The act would remove federal limits on imported formula from other countries. It would also allow WIC families to buy any available formula. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:31. We're hearing reaction from the newest member of the U.S. Supreme Court about the huge leak of a Roe v. Wade decision. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson says she is shocked.
Incoming Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson weighing in on the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion that would overturn the landmark abortion rights law, Roe v. Wade. Brown Jackson, in an interview with the Washington Post, says she was shocked by the leak, calling it a departure from normal order. However, she declined to comment on the protests for and against overturning abortion rights that have been staged outside the Supreme Court and in several cities nationwide. On a personal note, Brown Jackson revealed one of her guilty pleasures, the hit reality show Survivor. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Buffalo police say it appears their 18-year-old suspect accused of killing 10 people at a grocery store visited the city 2 months ago. Now they're investigating what brought him there. In a news conference today, Mayor Byron Brown says federal authorities will help with the investigation.
I heard from the director of the National FBI, Director Ray, pledging the resources of the FBI at the very highest level.
Investigators say they're looking into threats of copycat-style attacks against the community. A 52-year-old Buffalo man has been arrested and charged with making terroristic threats against two local businesses. Even with writings suggesting that he wanted to carry out a mass shooting in the future, prosecutors say it might have been hard to stop the accused gunman in Buffalo beforehand.
Are there thought police who can read our minds and read the minds of the criminals and the terrorists and know what they're going to do next? We can't do that until they act out on it.
That's former U.S. Attorney for Utah John Huber speaking on Dave and Dujanovic this morning. Generally, legal experts say in order to take action on someone's writings, they need to meet certain criteria, such as expressing a specific plan or a specific threat. A 13-year-old is dead after park rangers say he was trapped under sand at the Coral Pink Sand Dunes State Park in Kane County. Saturday, rangers think Ian Spendlove had been digging a tunnel in the dunes when it collapsed. The county sheriff's office arrived to the scene shortly after with shovels. They were able to get him out after about 20 minutes. Officials say Spendlove still had a pulse when police found him, but he died at Primary Children's Hospital. KSL News Time, 6:34. A new report shows 44% of the population in the Mountain West lives in areas with a high risk of wildfire. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe explains.
The report from First Street Foundation found that 1 in 6 Americans live in areas with significant wildfire risk, but the percentage is even higher here in the Mountain West. Several zip codes along the Wasatch Front have over 80% of properties with significant risk.
The Washington Post also reports a disproportionate risk for Native American and Hispanic people. With the ongoing drought, the Division of Water Resources here in Utah has released a new lawn watering guide.
8 of the last 10 years in the Beehive State have been droughts, so the Utah Division of Water Resources is putting out a weekly guide to help conserve water. The guide will list how many days a week people in each county should water lawns based on the weather, but authorities say you will still need to check for additional local restrictions as well. The guide is posted every Friday on the division's website and Facebook page. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Times.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.